Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Our subject today is Trust in the Lord. And the text is from Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. There it says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." Amen. This verse is more relevant today than ever before. It's true, the psalm was written for wartime because horses and chariots were used in warfare. Today, they would say, some trust in missiles and some in rockets, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. But this verse is not only for wartime. Some people, they trust in worldly riches. Some trust in their career. Some trust in a big bank account. And some believe if they had a big house, it will solve all their problems, not knowing that many murders are taking place in big houses. Some believe in big, expensive cars. They work their whole life just to fulfill their wishes. I know a man, he came to Switzerland to earn money, to make money, because he wanted to build a house in his home country. He worked hard and he built that house. Sometime later, the war came and his house was destroyed. Some trust in digitalized processes only to be hacked and lose everything. You may remember recently that an airport was closed down, a big airport was closed down because their software was hacked and nothing worked anymore. So, what do you trust in? Many trust in other people. They promise to be your friends. They promise to protect you, but they quickly forget what they promised. In the Second World War, 6 million Jews were killed. The UN was founded to prevent any further war to happen. But today, UN is corrupted and fights war itself. Everybody said, what happened during the Second World War? Never again. Never again. We saw on the 7th of October how strong that never again was. In the global anti-Semitism, we see today how strong that never again is. We see how former allies turn more and more against Israel. I say to Israel, stop trusting in US and the West, but trust in the name of our Lord. Do we trust our children will support us when we grow old? Let's see what the Greek philosopher Socrates said. He lived more than 400 years before Jesus. He said, the children now love luxury. They have bad manners, condemned by authority. They are slow. They show disrespect to elders. A love chapter in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not the servants of their households. They no longer rise when elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, gobble up dainties at the table, cross their legs, and tyrannize their teachers. Now, this was written more than 2,400 years ago. We think maybe today, but it was long the same, so people never change. Jesus said in Mark 13, verse 12, "And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and the children will rise against parents and have them put to death." That is what Jesus said. So some say, "I trust in my family." But Jesus said, "The members of your family, they will fight against you." When COVID came, they said, "You must wear a mask, then the virus will not be spread." It was a lie. The virus continued to spread. Then they said, "Everyone has to be vaccinated, then the virus cannot spread anymore." And again, it was a lie. Still, that virus spread. And those who took the vaccination, they still had to wear a face mask, because they could spread the virus. So we see a lot of lies in everything. So what shall we believe today? Do you trust in the news and TV? In newspapers, magazines? Do you know that photos and videos can be forged very easy with AI? All TV stations are run by the same person or organization. Because when something happens, they simultaneously say all the same with the same words. This is not normal that 50 TV stations say word for word exactly the same. When something happens, in whom do you trust? That's the question. In whom do you trust? Isaiah gives the answer in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. It says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for God, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. He is a rock you will never change." Praise God. While things in the world change, God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As Christians, we are very fortunate. Really fortunate. We have something that most people in the world do not have. We are fortunate. It's a Bible. The Word of God. It's an honor to have a Bible. It's a privilege to have a Bible. Many people in the world, they don't have a Bible. They cannot read the Word of God because they don't have it. Somebody said to me, "I have a Bible at home." Your Bible may be so dusty that you cannot even read the title of the book anymore. To have a Bible at home or on your smartphone does not help at all. The Bible is only as powerful as you read and study it. Teach your little children to read the Bible. Teach your children what the Word of God says. Thank God that I learned when I was a lot about God when I was a small kid. I went to Sunday school and I learned. When I was 8, I received my first Bible, and I still have it. From that moment on, it was a daily habit to read the Bible, even though I didn't understand a lot at the time. When I was 17, I preached my first message. When I was 18, I completed a Bible course. And when I was 20, I was born again. For the last 31 years, I use the same plan to read the Bible throughout 1 year. I read the Bible from cover to cover. Beside what I read otherwise and by preparation. So every year, for 31 years, I've read the whole Bible. And before, I read it also. So I'm not doing that because I'm a pastor. It's not because I'm a pastor. Every Christian should do that because it is the Word of God. You say you're a Christian, right? You're a child of God. But you don't want to hear the word of your father? Strange. The Bible was written in a period of 1,600 years by countless number of people. They wrote as the Holy Spirit inspired them. We read in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Every Christian who is not reading the Bible on a daily basis should be ashamed, because it is the word of our Lord. God in his loving kindness gave us the Bible, and therefore, we have to read it. The Bible is for doctrine, telling us what we have to do with our life. It is for reproof and correction. Many are living in the wrong direction, and they need correction so that their life will be realigned again. In the Bible, there's a lot of prophecy. A lot of prophecy. Many Christians are running here and there to hear prophecies. But the greatest prophecy about your life is in the Bible. So why don't you read it? Find out what the Bible says about you. In the Bible, you also find end-time prophecies. You have to know them. Because we are living in the end-time, about which the Bible writes. We must learn and be ready for the rapture, because it will take place sooner than what you think. You can call yourself a Christian, but if you live like the world, you will be left behind. Some say, that is good when I'm left behind, because I want to see my children growing up, getting married, having children themselves. But if you think like that, you're foolish. Because when you are raptured, your little children will be with you. And you will see them as adults in heaven. Let me make it clear, not every child will be raptured. Not every child. Because only those children of believing parents will be gone. Those children of unbelieving parents, they will stay, they are left behind together with their parents. When a child grows up and can understand himself or herself, they have to decide for themselves, make up their mind if they want to follow Jesus or not, and then the consequence either being taken or left behind. What is a rapture? What happens afterwards? We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. This is the rapture of the church. All who died in Christ since the resurrection until today will be raised and taken to the Lord. Those who were not in Christ will not be raised at this time. That will happen later. We will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Receive a spiritual body. Talk of this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Praise God. So, together with those who were raised in Christ, we will be taken up. You will be in heaven at the wedding feast of the Lamb. Praise God. Not the wedding of your child. This is a much greater wedding. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 10, verses 7 and 9, it says, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. There, in the first line, then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. What is the situation in heaven? We will have no more worries. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Once in heaven, earthly worries are over. No more bills to pay. You don't have to go to run after money anymore. You don't have to go to work anymore. Your children will be fine, enjoying heaven together with you. Hallelujah. We don't know exactly how it will be in heaven. We have a few glimpses in Revelation. But one thing I know, it will be magnificent. Hallelujah. The day of the rapture will be a shock to the world. Every country will report about how many people are missing. Everywhere, all over the world, there's so many people, so many millions are missing here. And every country will report on the news. They don't know what has happened. But family members and those church members who were left behind, they will believe, they will understand what they spoke about has happened. They will give their life to Christ. They will repent, but the law will come that nobody is permitted to be a Christian. There will be the greatest persecution of Christians that has ever happened. A new world order will be issued with hardships that have never been before. The world leaders will create artificial famines, because they want to reduce the world population from today down to less than 1 billion. The third world war will take place between Russia and Ukraine. The war will expand to Russia and NATO. The war in Israel will expand, including Iran and China and Russia. And China will attack Taiwan. These are my thoughts. It doesn't say that in the Bible. But the way that things are going today, it could well be so. At the beginning, a world ruler will come and create peace all over. Hitler, he was an evil man. And he caused a great distress for the people. But he received their hearts, because after years of economical distress and unemployment, Hitler create jobs for every person. Of course, they were working for his weaponry. From Hamburg to Vienna, everything was the same price. Every person was employed. And people, when people were happy, he started the war. And unwanted people were killed. It will be the same again in the future. When the Antichrist comes, the leader, he will get the heart of people, then he will turn against them. Jesus spoke about that time in Matthew 24, verse 22. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. It will be the judgment of God over a non-believing, sinful world. When I talked about the book of Revelation, I explained all these things. Please go back to those messages about the book of Revelation and listen again. There is nothing in the world on which we can trust. Nothing. Neither people nor things are dependable. The world is trying to hold on to things and trust in them, but they will be disappointed. The Bible says what is seen is temporary. We read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In the same way, we say some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the Lord our God. Things in the world are temporary, but we will be changed into heavenly bodies. Don't hold on to the things of this world, because it will pass away. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. It's either or. Either you're raptured or you're left behind. It's a serious matter. We have to spend enough time in studying these things. I want to finish with Psalm 20, verse 7 and 8, where it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall. They collapse and fall, but we will rise and stand upright. Amen. Amen.